KB4 CBA Mobile.
How did the tennis match go, David?
It wasn't as bad as it could have been. I thought I was going to freeze to death, but it really wasn't too bad.
How did the game go? How high did you score?
Two sets, and we got beat both of them, 6-3, 6-4. But, you know, they were formidable opponents, and we did improve. They had to work a lot harder on the second set to beat us. So, me and my partner both, we felt good about it.
Well, hey, man, congratulations to you. You may not have won, but you gave them one heck of a fight from what it sounds like. So good job, man. You're a talented player.
So, tell me your name.
Chandler.
All right, you just didn't write your call, and I thought I recognized your voice, but I wasn't sure. I'm just, you know, an average player. There's a lot of players at the sports club that are a heck of a lot better than I am.
A lot of people are better at hearing radio than I am. You're not the only one. Definitely not the only one. I did put out my call sign, but I don't know if you heard it. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Z.
Sometimes I don't give mine immediately, but if I'm talking to somebody that knows who I am, but I try to throw it in there within a couple of minutes. Of course, you know, the FCC rules, you know, want us to identify ourselves every 10 minutes. So anyway, but I usually just throw out my call when the repeater IDs, because it's ID in every 10 minutes.
What I try to do as well, I put out my call just now because I heard you mention that you didn't hear it, so I just wanted to make sure that you knew what it was and that you heard it. Over.
I've been to my grandson's, two of my grandson's birthday parties. We had them combined, and it was crazy. And but everybody had a good time, and they got lots of presents, and so. My oldest grandson, he's 9. He just turned 9, and we got him a car, a radio control car that, man, that thing will fly. I mean, it is so fast. It's unbelievable. And, so I think he's really going to enjoy it. And, of course, he got a bunch of other stuff too, but, oh, I tell you, I bet that boy's got about 500 or 600, what are those things called? The, it's kind of like the Matchbox cars, but that's not it. I can't think of the name of them.
Turning to Hot Wheels, am I correct?
Hot Wheels, and man, does he have, he's got the collection. We got, I don't know if you watch Fast and Loud, but they actually made the actual vehicle, full-size vehicle, and then Hot Wheels made the vehicle into a toy for children, and so they've done two of those, and we bought both of those for him, and those are real special, and they're a little more pricey than the regular Hot Wheels.
Pretty nice of you, man. I hope you enjoy them. I really do.
My wife and I were having a conversation. She's in her vehicle, I'm in mine, and I'm going one direction, she's going another. She's having to take her mom home, so I'll beat her to the house.
Yeah, I got you on that. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Is your wife a ham, or she doesn't have her license?
Never really cared anything about it, and so, you know, I don't, I never tried to push it on her. I figure it's not going to be any fun for her if she doesn't kind of initiate the desire to that she wants to get her ticket. And so she has other things that she does, and for her hobbies, and this is one of mine.
I wish everybody I knew would give him the other chance, but not everybody might need. But hey, you know what? That's what makes this country beautiful, is everybody is different. And with everybody being different, you get the opportunity to see new and unique things about every person you meet. Kind of like you. I've never played tennis in my life, yet I just met a tennis player. So, you know, that's really cool. I hope to come see you play sometime.
Might get a good laugh out of it, so so come on out. Oh, mate. Tell you what, we're serious about it. It's not no sissy tennis, I can tell you that. But anyway, well, what was I going to tell you? I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up at 12:30, and I was up on the radio. I guess I got on the radio about 1:00 and started doing some FT8, and I finally fixed me some breakfast about 7:00. I fixed me a cup of coffee and did some FT8, and then later on I fixed me a couple pieces of toast and made me another pot of coffee. But anyway, I have days like that, but I'm beginning to run out of gas. So I'm kind of glad to be going home. And speaking of gas, I got to stop and get some gas for this thing. This Mustang's thirsty. And so this will be my first time having to pay the $4 a gallon for gasoline.
Yeah, if I was you, I might consider driving something a little less costly on gas at the time being. I mean, I don't know. I like Mustangs too, don't get me wrong. If I could afford it, I would drive me a loud truck, man. No doubt about it. But hey, look, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that, but I did. But, yeah, I just, you know, if you got you something that's good on gas, That's not your destined to be driving right about now.
The truck thing was a status symbol.
Status symbol? Having a truck is a status symbol? Is that what you said?
Unless they're brand new, like you bought it, like one that was bought this year, I don't, you know, normally your work, if it's your work truck, it gets beat up inside and out. It's got dings in the bed from gravel falling on it, or whatever you're hauling in there. I see these shiny new big pickup trucks that don't look like they do anything much heavier than hauling groceries. So, I don't know, maybe it's an automotive status thing in a lot of cases.
You're just jealous, Glenn, that's what you are.
I would have used a vehicle like that. Usually I can borrow one. But, you know, obviously, for example, if I wanted to haul materials like, I don't know, full sheets of plywood, I can't do that in teeny tiny Toyota. Actually, not that teeny tiny, but, you know, it's just not going to fit your average passenger car. But usually when I need such a vehicle, I can borrow one. You know, big building materials, or maybe sometime I might have to haul a load of furniture somewhere, I don't know. But how often, you know, for me, how often does that ever happen?
Happens. I think I'm about to look into a Mazda V2000, to be honest with you. I might put me some straight pipes on that thing, even though it's a four-cylinder. Man, let me tell you, that's going to sound good going down the road.
Jump out here and get some gas. I just found some for $389.
Here, cheapest I've seen is $399. I think they all pretty much align with the price of, you know, the dominant one.
$123 and... what's the name of that? The side street. I'm not sure. It's right before you get to the, it's about a mile or so before you get to the fairgrounds. Greenville Pickett Speedway.
PGH is easily, right? PGH is easily.
I can't quite hear you.
Is your GTH easily? I heard you mentioning being on 123.
Over in Gray Court, opposite side of the county, or actually opposite county.
My bad. You were the one I was talking to about tennis and trucks, right?
No, I don't. Well, not that I know of. I only chimed in to mention that, you know, maybe it was more up north. I would see these, you know, huge SUVs or big trucks or whatever, and, you know, they look like they hardly ever carried anything much more than a sack of groceries. Now, of course, sometimes you carry luggage, sometimes you carry passengers, you know, things like that. Actually, what's good for that is I had a Dodge Caravan, which are nice for, it's a nice cargo van, it's also a nice passenger van, and it's nice that it's got that stow-and-go seating, where the seats basically fold into the floor. I had one of those that I ran as a taxi cab. It's popular for that.
KP4CPA.
NG, go ahead.
This is a convenience store. It's called GT's, GT's Express Mart. It's on the corner of Fish Trap and 123, and it's $3.89 a gallon.
Sounds like a nice price compared to everywhere else.
About the average I'm seeing is $3.99, so that's very little different. You know, unless you're filling up more than 10 or 20 gallons, 10 cents on the gallon isn't really going to matter.
you, KG Florida, and me. This is KL Florida, WWC. Yeah, I guess I can hear you on that. Best thing I can tell you, dude, what I've been doing is just trying to fill up to about half a tank.
This particular car, I don't even know if the tank holds more than 10 or 11 gallons. Now, if I borrow my neighbor's, what is that thing? A thing like a Ford F-150. And, you know, when I borrow someone's car, I always try to return it with a full tank, whether it had anywhere near that or not. And, man, I'm sitting and pumping 20 gallons into that thing. And I'm finally like, okay, this is enough. It's either full or it isn't. So, yeah, you know, if I had a bigger vehicle, I'd worry more. 10 or 20 cents a gallon would bother me more.
Yeah, I can't blame you on that one. Well, I'll be clear on both of y'all's final. I gotta get in here in the house and get me some food. I'm kind of hungry. Hey, if y'all hear Gary out there, I'll be listening on Echo Link. Just call me up on my call sign.
Up in the driveway, I gotta go cook dinner or do something. And there's that dog again. The neighbor's dog, but it's always over here. I don't know why she likes me more than the neighbor. Decorating my lawn right about now. Anyway, I gotta go. This is KD2PNG. I'll be clear. Talk to you later.